Daf Tes Vav. So the very, very top, the Mishnah tells us, we're continuing the same topic of yesterday about the Nisarim, these different boards that were 4 Tvachim, less than 4 Tvachim, Machlokas Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So the Mishnah says, Tikra She'ein Aleh Maziva. You have a roof of a house, and there are, you know, wooden boards on top. There's never a Maziva, they never, you know, cemented it in, so it was loose. So the din is, and Rashi just points out that a Stam Tikra has Nisarim of Arba. When you're making a building, a roof, ceiling of a house, they're going to be boards at least 4 Tvachim wide. That's the understanding. That's the Stam case. And in this case, so you have a house, again, with a Tikra, they place boards down to build the house. But then what happened was, the Sukkahs came around the corner, and they said, you know what, let's make this into a Schach. We never, you know, nailed them down. Let's use this as Schach. So what do? Rabbi Huda Omer, Beishame Omer Mefakfek V'notel Achas Mi Bein Taim. Rabbi Huda understands that according to Beis Shammai, you have to do two things. One is you have to pick up each schach, each board, so it's now l'shem sukkah, and also you need to remove one of the pieces of boards in order to place kosher sukkah. Because Beis Shammai says there are two problems that are being dealt with here. One is a tas of lomana asoy, so how do you avoid that by undoing them? And number two is you need to have kosher schach as well here, so you need to remove one of the boards to place kosher schach. Look at Rashi says this. Rashi writes that the Beis Shammai Omrim im ba leishev tachtel l'shem sukkah. If you now want to use this as a sukkah, mifakvek soser umnaneh es kulon. You need to pick up each board and place them down. V'acharkach no ta'achas mi bein time. Then remove one of them. V'noseina pesel b'mkom and place kosher sukkah in the place there. And we'll see later on why this is necessary. Now, just a point I'm realizing actually right now. The boards are not being used as a schach according to Beis Shammai. It's only the pesel that's being used as a schach. So why do you have to pick up each one and put them back down? They're not being used as the kosher schach. You're moving a board in the middle, and you're placing kosher schach in the middle. The other board is simply there as dofen akuma, so there really is no need to pick them up and close them down. I'm not really sure, but maybe the Gemara is going to address it now. I'm not remembering. Either way, you need to do two things according to Beis Shammai, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding. Comes along now, Beis Hillel Omrim. Beis Hillel Omrim, mifakfek o no tel achas bein time. You have two avenues, two approaches here. Either you could pick up each board and place them down. They're kosher. This is you have to have l'shem sukkah, tassel b'na asoy, or you could remove one of them and place kosher schach in between. Rashi writes, Beis Hillel Omrim mifakfek mishum tassel b'na asoy. Since it was initially placed down, not l'shem schach, you need to pick each one up. V'ein tzarech l'aseis peso. You don't need to place kosher schach in the middle because the boards are already kosher. Rabbi Yehuda l'tameh, there's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso, to machshir b'nisarim sheish b'em dal l'schach eskula. He allows you to have four tefachim wide schach behind the crowd. That's according to Rav's understanding. Shmuel would say otherwise. Fine, that's all. Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Machlok is Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Again, Beis Shammai needs to do two things. Beis Hillel says only one of them is enough. So then Rabbi Meir comes along, who we know is more Machmi. He argues in Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, Omer, no tel achas mi ben time, v'veinu mefakvek. You cannot use these boards at all, because these boards are possible, according to Rabbi Meir. The only option is to remove one and to place kosher schach in the middle and use that as a kosher schach. So this is the mission, a little bit tricky. So Gemara now explains, Bishma, I understand according to Beis Hillel, Tamayu, why enough is one is enough. Mishum Tassel Lomina Asoy, that's the only problem here, that the boards are not inherently problematic. They're good boards, because it's more than 4 Tvachim is good, according to Behuda's understanding. But the problem is it wasn't L'shem Shach, it was Tassa Lomina Asoy. So, E Mefakvek Avile Maisa, if you pick it up, you've accomplished a mice and put it back down. And E no Tachas Mi Ben Time Avile Maisa, if you took one away and placed brand new Shach, that also works. That was a Maisa. You need a Maisa to create, to avoid Tassa Lomina Asoy. So, this all makes sense according to Beis Hillel. What's the reason of Beis Shammai? E mishum tasav lomina asoy. That's the only problem. So then, b'chadah sagi. It's enough to do either mefakvik, to pick up and drop down each one, or no to achas mi ben time. But why two? Chadah sagi. E mishum gzeres tikriv. The concern is not because it's tasav lomina asoy, but because if I'm going to use my house now as a sukkah, I might use my house, the boards, I might use a real house as a sukkah, and that's a problem of tikra. So if it's because of Gzeres Tikra, so then Benotel Achas Mi Ben Time Sagi. It's enough to remove one board and place kosher schach. Don't use that board for that middle schach, and that would be enough. Why do you have to also pick up the other ones? So Gemara says Li Olam Mishum Gzeres Tikra. According to Beis Shammai, the real concern here is if you're going to be sitting underneath these boards, it's going to be a gzera. You might sit under a roof. V'hachi Kamri. This is what Beis Shammai says. Afa Gav Afa Pi. Even though you may have removed each one, that's not good enough. Removing doesn't work at all. even if you've removed one, that doesn't work. Even if you picked one up and dropped it down, that doesn't work. The only solution is either you take one away and replace it with real schach, or you don't replace it with real schach, and it's going to be pasul. Because his problem is because of gzeiras tikra, you cannot use boards at all for the sukkah. If you look at Rashi, Rashi just says here, Rashi halfway down the narrow lines of Hachi Kamri. Kolomar lo mahani pikbuk. He doesn't know how pikbuk works. Even though the Mishnah, it sounds like both them, pikbuk doesn't work according to Beis Shammai. El netila achas mi ben taim, only removing one and replacing with kosher schach works. Dika maisa ma'alya, that's a real maisa. The gzeiras tikra nami batlalei, and that avoids the gzeiras tikra. The high da'ami mifakvik, that which Beis Shammai says mifakvik, hachi kamrei, this is what he means to say. Ha mifakvik, one who does pick it up and drop down, lo hoyel, that doesn't work. Rather, no tel achas mi ben taim, you need to take one away and to replace it with kosher schach. So now the Gemara says, okay, ihachi, that's the case. Eima seifa. So now, right now, according to Behuda's understanding of Beis Shammai, what works? Netila achas works, mifakvik does not work. So now you look at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, no tel achas mi ben taim, aval lo yifakvik. What works for a mayor is the same thing. Netila achas works, mefakvik does not work. That's exactly what Rabbi Huda understands to be Beis Shammai Shita. So Haini Beis Shammai, how does he differ than Beis Shammai? So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamar. This is what Rabbi Meir says. Lo nechlaku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel b'davar zeh. There's no machlokas. Meaning they both agree to Beis Shammai. Rabbi Huda holds Beis Shammai requires netila achas. And he holds that Beis Hillel says either netila achas or mefakvik. Rabbi Meir says, no one argues. Bein Beis Hillel, Bein Beis Shammai, both agree only the Tila Achas works. That's what Rabbi Meir is coming to add, that Beis Hillel does not argue on this. He agrees to Shitas Beis Shammai. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. So my Kamash Shalom, what's the Chiddush here? What comes out, if you try to understand the Mishnah, what is the Machlokas between Rabbi Huda and the Reisha, Rabbi Meir and the Sefer right now of this Mishnah, what comes out is that Rabbi Meir is like Gzeres Tikra. Rabbi Meir holds of Gzeres Tikra. And that's why everybody agrees, no Tila Achas mi ben taim, to avoid Gzeres Tikra. And Rabbi Yehuda holds less like Gzeres Tikra. There's no Gzeres Tikra. And therefore, even picking it up and dropping it back down would be allowed because he only holds of Tasa Lomana Asa. He's not concerned with Gzeres Tikra. So the mission right here, what's the Nekudas Machlokas? Is there Gzeres Tikra or is there not a Gzeres Tikra? But wait a second. You remember yesterday's daf, V'ha Afiflege Bechad Azimno. We already had such a Machlokas yesterday, Ditznan, Misachin Benisarim Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Oser. They had a machlokas whether you could use board as a schach. Rabbi Huda says you can, because there is no gzeres tikra. Rabbi Meir says you may not, because there is a gzeres tikra. That's the same exact machlokas on today's daf and daf tezvav. So Gemara says no. Amr Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Reisha, yesterday's daf, yesterday's Mishnah, was referring to a different sugya. It wasn't a machlokas about gzeres tikra. Rather, we're going to introduce a different gzera, b'nisarim mishupin askin. We're talking about where you had wood boards that were made very smooth. Umishum gzeiras kalim nagubo. A whole nother concern here. What is gzeiras kalim? So if you look at the last Rashi in the narrow lines, Rashi writes around the 8 lines up or so of the narrow lines, Amar Rabbi Yechiya bar Abba, Reisha lav mishum gzeiras tikra iflug. That wasn't the machlokas in yesterday. We're going to give a whole new understanding now. Ela b'nesarim she'enam b'nei arba. We're talking about boards that are less than 4 tvachim wide. So there's no gzeiras tikra at all to even speak of. Aval mishupin hein, but they were smooth. The chalakim, the ruin latashvus, they were usable for something. Umishim gzeres kalim naguba lifsol aliba de Rameir. And the reason why Rameir said this is no good, he disqualified them because gzeres kalim. What's gzeres kalim? Because afa gab the pshute kleyets ninu. There's a din when it comes to wooden vessels. They're only tame or only mekabel tuma when there's a base kibo, when there's a hole, a cavity. If it's flat, there is no kabas tuma for eights. So he says even though pshute kleyets ninu v'lo mekabel tuma. So really intrinsically, flat boards are acceptable as schach because they're not makabel tuma, but they were gozer behu atu kelim ha makabel tuma. They said if you use these types of kelim, you might use kelim that are makabel tuma, and there's a gzeres kelim that's in play. So now the Gemara says back inside. So one more time. So what's machlokas in yesterday's daf? Amr b'chir ba'aber Amr b'yochanan reisha. The first mission of yesterday's daf was b'nisar meshupin askinon on smooth board u'mishim gzeres kelim naguba. The Rebbe Yehuda Amar. So that's the machlokas. Fine. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Do we really hold of this Gzeiras Kalim? Is that really accepted? Is that how we paskin? Rabbi Yehuda, now ignore the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned here. We're focused on Shittas Rav right now. Well, the Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav holds, Damar, Schacha Bechitzin Zecharim Ksheira, B'Nekevos Psula. V'lo Gazer Zecharim Atu Nekevos. So the din is, we know, we learned a few days ago, you had these arrows that were the male arrows, and there were the female arrows. The female arrows were pasul, because they were kabel tumah, there's a base kibul. And the male arrows were kosher, because there was no base kibul. So now Rav, the Ritva points out, Rav always passes like the gzeiras of Rebbe Meir. Now if he really holds the Rebbe Meir has a gzeira of gzeiras kalim, so how could he allow you to use the chitzim of zacharim? Even though intrinsically the male arrows are acceptable, but shouldn't he be gozer the zacharim up to the kevos, just like you're gozer the kalim as well? And if Rav does not gozer by that case, must be he does not hold of this gzeiras kalim of Rebbe Meir. So again, the Gemara says, read that one more time, Damar Rav, Rav Damar tzchacha b'chitzin zacharim k'sheira. B'nekevos psula. For lo gazer zacharim atu nekevos. He's not gozer in the case of the arrows. The hachanami here as well. Lo gazer nesarim meshupin atu kelim. So the Gemara rejects that. That is not pshat of yesterday's daf. That's not pshat of the resha. Ella, akarchach resha pliga begzeres tikra. Yesterday's daf, the Mishnah was clearly arguing about gzeres tikra, about the boards. We're leaving there. Yesterday's understanding still stands. So we're introducing a new understanding of today's Mishnah. So what's the machlokis here in the Seifa about the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai? Seifa pligi b'gzeres tikra. They're also arguing about gzeres tikra. So how come it's the same thing? V'afligu b'tarti zimnei lamli. Why two times? So Gemara says, Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda, deka amar le Rabbi Meir. So this is just continuing the conversation here. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Meir, Amayka asarta minasarim, why were you gozer on board mishum gzeres tikra? That was your concern with gzeres tikra? Hasavri lebe Shammai who dislay. That's only Beis Shammai shita. He's concerned with Gzeres Tikra, but Beis Hillel lo gazri. He's not gozer, and that's why he's just continuing the conversation here. And to that, Rabbi Meir responds: Amar Rabbi Meir lo nechalku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'davrzeh. They're not arguing. That's not true. They both agree there's such a thing as Gzeres Tikra. So this understanding the Mishnah just continues the conversation. It's the same exact dialogue. But now the Gemara says no. Maybe there's a whole new approach. That's all according to Shita's Rav. Remember we had Rav and Shmuel yesterday about was Machlok is about four Tvachim, less than four Tvachim, more than four Tvachim. This whole explanation only works for Shittas Rav, but not according to Shmuel. As the Gemara explains, Hanicha l'Rav, this all makes sense to Rav, Damer Machlokes, B'sheish ben Arba, when does Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, argue? When the boards are more than four Tvachim, why? That's the debate. The Rabbi Meir, Omer, Isle, Gzeres Tikre, Rabbi Yehuda, Lesle, Gzeres Tikre. So that all works out very nicely for Shittas Rav. However, El Shmuel, Damar, B'she'ein ben Arba Machlokas, they argue even when it's less than four Tvachim, Aval Yesh ben Arba, Divriakol, Psula, but if it's more than four Tvachim, so then everybody agrees it's Pasul, so then what's the understanding? With say for my plea, what's Machlokas here? Just look at Rashi to just elaborate on this understanding. Two wide lines down, Rashi says at the end of the line, say for my plea, this Mishnah, today's Daf, what's the Machlokas? Havadai Stam Tigre ben Arbahu. When you build a ceiling, as we said in Rashi at the top, it most likely you're using four tvachim wide tvachim boards. So that's the issue. And yet we still see, Kamachshu Rabbi Yehuda, Aliv de Beis Hillel. According to Shmuel's understanding, Rabbi Yehuda should agree in this case, it should be possible. Again, right now, we're assuming that a board of a tikra is four tvachim wide. And Shmuel holds, everybody agrees more than four tvachim wide is possible. Bein Rabbi Meir, Bein Rabbi Yehuda. So how can Rabbi Yehuda say it's kosher in this part, in this Mishnah, if it's more than four tvachim wide? So now the Gemara introduced a whole other pshat of today's Mishnah to satisfy the opinion of Shmuel. What's going on here? And the Gemara says something very counterintuitive. The Gemara says as follows. Here, b'mai pligi, b'bitule tikra kamifigi. They're arguing about when you are mevatel a tikra. So what does that mean, you're mevatel a tikra? So you would think that if you're building a board in the first place, and there the din is that this gzeres tikra is more than four tefachim wide, everybody agrees it's possible. So now this case is where you initially put the board on as a house, and now you want to turn it into a sukkah. So you would imagine if the building a sukkah, a four wide board doesn't work, certainly a four tefachim wide board won't work for a house turning into a sukkah. But Gemara says it's actually the opposite is true. If I initially put my four tefachim wide board as my house, and now I want to transfer it into a sukkah, there's actually more of a leniency in that case to allow it to work for Rabbi Yehuda, that by picking it up and dropping it down, that actually might be better as opposed to the other case. So what does that mean? So just we'll look at the Gemara one more time, and then we'll look at Rashi. So Gemara says, B'mai pligi, b'bitule tikra kamiflugi. Mar savar batla b'hachi. Rabbi Yehuda thinks you could take a four tefach wide board, pick it up, drop it down and use it. But Rabbi Meir says, what do you mean? Mar savar b'hachi labali. In this case, it still won't work. It's no different. So now we need to look at a decent-sized Rashi here. Rashi writes three wide lines down. He explains as follows. Bibitule Tikra. Klomar Amr Lachashmul. Shmuel says back the mission on today's daf. Liolam Bishesh Ben Arba. Really, the boards are four Tfachim wide. V'lo Haisa Kan Tikra Mitchila. And there was no ceiling initially. V'achshav Hu Bal Lesachich Bu. The Shem Sukkah. Now he wants to use the boards as a Tzchach. V'afil Rabbi Huda Pasal. Rabbi Huda says it's Pasal. He says that you cannot use four Tfachim wide boards as a Tzchach. The Gazrinan Mishum Tikra. So where it goes there, if you use boards for a schach, you might come to use a house. Shliyavo v'yeshiv tachas karos abeso, lest you sit in your house and think it's a good tzukkah. V'yomer mali zeh, mali chadasha. Who cares if it's an old tzukkah, a new tzukkah, it's the same thing. That's a gzeres tikra in general. Avahasha, but now, this mishnah, the zu tikra ha'isa, there already was a ceiling in the first place. The boards were laid down for my house. U'bali de ma'isa lasos le'shem tzukkah. Now I want to use this as my tzukkah. V'zeh mochiach. Now this proved sheyodeya shamar Torah tasa l'manasar. From the fact that I'm going to my house and picking up the boards, I'm indicating I know there's halacha of tasa l'manasar that I can't use old boards. I must put them new. Now once I know that's the case, says the Gemara, so pligi Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir, in that case will you also be gozer gzer stikra? I mean, when I'm building a sukkah brand new, I place boards down. There's a concern that I might use boards from my sukkah. I might also use my house. I don't know about gzer tikra, no boards. But if I'm using my house initially as a tip, which itself is a tikra, and I pick it up and drop it down, I'm showing I'm a learned person. I know there's no time avoiding tassel ben asay. If I know about that halacha, certainly I know about the halacha gzer tikra, I actually would be able to use the fourth fachim wide board. Look at the Gemara. Rashi says further, pligi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir, iika two lemigzer mishum tikra alo. Once I've shown, I know there's a halacha of tassel loman asay. Will they also go there in this case of gzer tikra? Rabbi Yehuda savar betule tikra. When you're undoing an already existing tikra by picking up each board, the Beis Shammai tzarach litol b'mei time. You still have to remove one. There still is gzer tikra according to Beis Shammai. However, the afagav, even though mochiach shebaki betassel loman asay, even though I've showed I'm an expert in tassel loman asay, they're still gozerba. But Beis Hillel Savri, according to Behuda, Kevin de Butla, Vochiach Shea Tikra Psula, once I already showed everyone, I know this tikra doesn't work, there's no need to add an additional gzera of four tvachim wide walls or boards, tulak and mimigzera. There's no concern of gzera anymore. But Remeir says across the board, Bein Hillel, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai both agree, there still is a gzera in place. So again, a bit counterintuitive, but what comes out here is that it's according to Beis Hillel's understanding of Behuda, you're allowed to use four tvachim wide walls for an old tikra, but not for a new sukkah. That's what comes out.
Rashi doesn't come out and clearly say that you can't use it for, let's say I make a sukkah like that, and I do another mice and I lift it up. So I'm also demonstrating that. I mean, I'm doing an extra thing to demonstrate that I know also.
He doesn't say that, but...
It's hard to really, like, halakhically, like, it's like a very, oh, it's my house, like, what is the din of the house versus...
Yeah, he didn't say that to allow that. He didn't say it's wrong or not. But either way, we see there's a difference. So you got to take it one step further. I build the sukkah. The sukkah is possible. I pick it up. If it works for my house to pick it up, it certainly should work in my sukkah as well. So it could be that would work for Rashi as well, maybe. So then the Mishnah tells him as follows on the bottom. The Mishnah says, HaMikra sukkasa b'shvudim. A person makes a sukkah and tzchach out of metal poles. O baruch hasamita, where you have some the bed frames, half of a bed frame, which is aruchos is one side, so then which are apostle as well. Im yesh revach beinem, if when you place the metal poles or these wooden bed frames on the sukkah, which they themselves are apostle, but there's enough space in between to place kosher schach, which is the same exact size. You have apostle kosher, apostle kosher, even though they're exactly the same. Again, when yesh revach beinem kemosan, that's kosher, it's acceptable. Then the Mishnah at the end says, which we've seen a couple times, Hachotet b'gedish la'azos lo sukkah. You have a pile of hay, and you carve out the center, and now somehow going from underneath, you've now created a schach from underneath. That's eno sukkah, because that's called tasa lo mina asur. So the Gemara is now going to focus on the first half of the Mishnah right now. The Mishnah said that if you have half shvudim, half kosher sukkah, or half of the bedposts and half kosher sukkah, that's a good sukkah. You need half. You don't need more than half. 50-50 is good enough. So Gemara says, wait a second. You have lema teve tiyufta de Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua. Let's say that this is a stira to what Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua says in the context of Hilchas Erevin. Ditmar parts ka omed. If you have exactly the same amount of breach parts as omed as wall, if it's 50-50, there's a machlok is whether that's considered a surrounded, covered, closed, or that's open, that's breached. Rapapa Amar Mutter, that's acceptable. As long as there's a not 50% or not more than 50% breach, that's good enough. As long as there's a 50% less than 50%, or whatever. Either if it's more than 50%, it's possible, but less than 50% or equal, that's still good enough. But according to Funa Bered Yeshua, Omer, Asr, you need 51% of wool. The moment there's not 51% of wool, even though it's 50-50, that's Asr. That's not good enough. That's not close. So just like they have a machlokas by Ervin, the assumption is it would apply as well to the Schach. If it's 50-50, it would be Asr, it would be possible according to Rav Huna. But our Mishnah clearly states that you can use it. It does work if it's 50-50. Because it says again, Yesh Revach Beineyam, Kemosim, it's Ksheira. So Gemara says no. Amalacha Rav Huna, Bered of Yeshua, my Kemosim, what does Kemosim mean? Not that it's actually equal. The Revach Beineyam, the airspace in between each of the Shvudim are not exactly the same. Rather, it's benichnas v'yotze. Nichnas v'yotze, they understand, is that you had some extra space here. If I had poles here, I had a little bit more space, I don't know, 2 inches of poles, there's 3 inches of space. 2 inches of poles, 3 inches of space. Whereby, if I put kosher schach down, there was still extra space to remove the poles. It wasn't tightly fit in. There was extra space in between, and therefore, the understanding here is, there's slightly more revach than the poles. Not to say that it was exactly Mavish Kemosam, but slightly bigger. And once there's a rove omen miparitz, even Rav Huna Bar Yeshua would agree it's kasher for Ervin, that'd be kasher for Schach as well. That's the Kimta, it's a nichnas v'yote, which again means slightly more revach than psul. So Gemara says, what do you mean? V'ha'efshul atzamtim? Can't you be exact? So right now the Gemara thinks the reason why they suggested nichnas v'yote, that there's slightly more revach than pasul, was because it's impossible. E.F. Charlotte Thompson, you can't be exact in things. You can't have 50-50, and you can't have exactly 50-50. There's always going to be some margin of error. But the Gemara says, what do you mean? We know you can be exact. There's such a thing as being mit Thompson. Look at Rashi. Rashi and Tes Vavam Abayz tells us, V'ha'ef Charlotte Thompson? Kasakadaitech, the Havamina here is, the Haidik Matarit Nichnas V'yotze, that which the Gemara said, it's Nichnas V'yotze, which again means there's slightly more Revach than pasul. Hachim Matarit, Kokamosim V'nichla V'yotzehu. Meaning the Stam cases, when people build it, you can't be 100% exact, and that's why there's more Revach than Psul. But they ain't derech letzamtim, people are not so exact. Ulechavin kemosim mamish, lo pachas v'yosei. No one could be precise. Uparchin, the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'ha im yitin daito lechach efshu letzamtim. A person wants to be precise, he wants to take out a measuring tape, he can be mitzamtim. V'katani masisin kemosim ksheira, havei kiparitz gomit. It can be a case, you can't have a person who's exact and be 50-50, pasul and kosher. So why is it so hard to say? So Gemara says, no, it's not where they couldn't be. Hey, actually, you can be letzamtim, but Amar Rev Ami b'ma'adif, where he intentionally made more adif. He was odif, he intentionally made more revach. That was the case. The case is that he made more space of air at revach to have kosher sukkah. Rav Amar, afil tema b'she'ein ma'adif. Even if there was not more air space than the psul, still, im hayu nesunim shesi, nosen ereva, Erev Nosen Shesi. What's going on here is, imagine, let's say it was 50-50. You have 50% poles, or you know, 1-inch pole, 1-inch space, 1-inch pole, 1-inch space, and so on. 50-50 exactly. Now, the way it worked is, if you put the poles that way, you put the kosher schach the other direction, that's one shot, going across this way, but not the whole way across, where you filled in the gaps here. So imagine I have these, my poles here, so I put over kosher sukkah on top of this airspace, but in order for it not to fall, it has to rest in the poles. Otherwise, it's going to fall right through. So even though there's 1 inch of space, I need 1.5 inches of kosher sukkah to rest on the poles, which means it ends up being more kosher sukkah than pasul sukkah. Even though, again, the airspace are exactly the same. There's 1 inch of space, but I need 1.5 inches of schach for it to rest on top of the poles, and therefore, there ends up being more kosher schach than pasul schach. Now, forget the issue right now of being mamid. There's a whole discussion of using a pasul sukkah to imamid that which is kosher. It's not being addressed in the Gemara. I'm not sure why. I looked around, the Rishonim didn't address this either. That's not being addressed for some reason. But Lamaisa, there ends up being more kosher schach than there is a pasul schach.
Also, that kosher schach is not really functioning as schach because it's resting on the pasul schach.
Oh, no, but the airspace is still.
But the airspace is 50%.
No, that's fine, but in the end of the day, since you have the Rashi points out there's bittel here. There's more kosher schach, it's mevatel the pasul schach. So you have to apply bittel here, and then that's what's going to. In terms of the tzeil, the shade itself, the shade's going to be the same, 50-50%. But in terms of the actual metzias of the schach itself, there's more schach kasher than schach pasul. Now again, I don't know why there's no mamid issue. I wonder that, but that's a tzarchi, and hopefully someone could get the answer. So then the Gemara says further. We said in the Mishnah as well, in addition to shvudim of matachas being pasul, metal poles being pasul, also the bed frames, the bedposts are pasul as well. So the Gemara says, Lema Mesaile the Rabbi Ami Bar Tivyumi, Damar Rabbi Ami Bar Tivyumi, let's say this supports him. Tzchacha, tzchacha bebavlai kelim psula. The person used worn out kelim, it's possible. So Gemara says, look at Rashi rather, bavlai kelim, lekaman mefarish bit lolnios shein ben shalosh al shalosh. We're talking about cloths that are less than 3x3, which are not really have no purpose anymore. You have cloth that was once used as clothing, but they're no longer usable. So the din is diafagav dehashalom makabli tumah, even though now they're too small to be makabli tumah. But since kevan the mikli also they came from a full shirt, pants and suit, so gazer behu rabbanan, there goes there that they came from kelim apostle as well. So too aruchos nami hasha lo makabli tumah. You have a couple of bedposts, but not a full bed frame. It's makabli tumah, even though the lochazi limidei elam mikli akasu. Even though it's worthless now, I can't use two bedposts. It's not going to stand up. It's worthless. So, but since it came from a full bed frame, it's puzzle. So too, just like he says, by the Bavlai Kalim, even though currently there's no purpose, it's less than 3x3, but since it came from Kalim, it still has, there it goes there, that's not good enough. So that's the understanding. This Mishnah supports this Shita of Rabbi Ami Bar Tivyumi. And the Gemara says, not true. Hachanami, here the case actually is, part of the case, where it says, that Kidama Rabbi Chanan Amar Rabbi Barucha, v'shtei krayim, v'ktar v'shtei krayim. We're talking about either the long part of the bed frame and the two posts, or the short part and the two posts, and we'll see shortly that actually has a certain purpose. It's a kli. It's not a roi. It is roi for something. We'll see on the next daf what it's roi for. So hachnami here as well, barucha v'shtei krayim, or v'ktar v'shtei krayim. Either the long end of the bed frame and the two poles, or the short bed part and the two poles, that is still a kli, and it's not a raya for the schiz shirviyami, that maybe in this case, that case, everybody would agree, if it's worthless, it's less than 3x3 tefachim, it's nothing, it's not mekabel tumah. But by the bed frames, they do have a purpose, and would be mekabel tumah. So Gemara wants to know, where do we see this case of Ketara Sheikraim, or Arucha Sheikraim? Where does this case exist? Hey, where was it initially said? The Reb Chanan Amar Rabbi Aha, the Tathan, on the following Mishnah, he commented it. It says in the Mishnah, Amita mitames chavila, umateres chavila. The din is that a bed is makabel tumah only when it's chavila, which means it's fully intact. It's shlema, it's not in pieces. And if you want to be metaher, a bed that became tameh, you need to put it in the mikvah. When it's whole, it has to be complete. That's all the sheet of Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Come along, chachamim omer. They say, no, metameh evarim, umetares evarim. You could view a bed frame even in different pieces, different parts. It still has a certain use to it. So even though you have half a bed frame, that could become tameh. And you have half a bed frame, you could be metar that way as well. So how is that the case? My honey, only kalim are subject to tumah. Half a kali is worthless. If half a pot split in half, there's no value to it. That's not a kli anymore. So what's the kli of a half a bed frame? So Gemara explains, Amar Reb Chanan and Amar Rabbi, Arucha v'sheikraim, you have either the long end and the two bedposts. Now imagine you took a bed cut in half. It's not just the long end of the bedpost. You have to have it's more shaped like that. That way, and we're going to see, you could put it up against the wall and use it that way. So Gemara says, it's a case we have Arucha v'sheikraim, or Ketar v'sheikraim, either the long end or the short end of the bed frame. Lamai chazi, what's its purpose? What's the value of it? Lemis b'chinei aguda, you put it next to the wall. Ulemes v'la, and you could sit on it. Umisha ashlai, and you could put ropes on it, and you could have some type of bed that's attached to the wall. You don't need the two other posts there. If you nail it, screw it somehow to the wall, and the two posts on the floor, that somehow creates a useful bed, and therefore it has a shame kli. So too on the case of the sukkah, since it has the potential to be connected to a wall and be used as a chair, a bed, or a couch, it's called the kli, and that's why it's possible. So let's quickly recap a little bit of a tricky daf today. We start off the Mishnah about Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, about the Mishnah Beisil Beshamai, about a tikra, four tefachim wide, a sukkah, boards, whether it's good enough, about picking it up, dropping it down, mefakbek versus notel bentayim, and the Gemara ends up concluding that, according to Rav's understanding, this is the same machlokas, a continued dialogue from yesterday's machlokas, gezeres tikra, this is also gezeres tikra. But according to Shmuel, the Gemara says, no, this is a new gezera, this is what's called a butla sukkah, or a butla tikra, whether that might be better, according to Behuda, that would be acceptable, that's a whole other shot. Then we have the Mishnah talking about the shvudim, and that they're pasul, as long as there's the same exact airspace in between, so it must be paskin that omed kiparit is acceptable, and it's against the shita of Rav Huna, who holds that omed kiparit is actually asur. But it says, no, this is not a case where they're exactly the same, it's a case where there's more revach than nichnas v'yotze, more revach to place kasher sukkah, schach in between. And the Gemara says, but Yefshel Latamsein? Of course, Yefshel Latamsein, to which the Gemara says, no, they didn't try to be precise. They dafka were madat. They wanted to create extra airspace to have a kosher schach. And the other opinion was, no, it's just Shesiv Erev, they place them across the top, whereby even though the Revach exactly was the same, but on top there is more kosher schach on the Pasul schach. And then we had the last case about that Ruchas Hamita, the reason why these are Pasul, because initially we thought they came from Kalim, and Kalim, even though now they are not usable, but since they came from Kalim, their goes are not to use them for schach. And the Goy said, no, they actually are Kalim, because there is a certain purpose, a certain function. If you attach it to the wall, that's a function, therefore it retains its status of a kli, these beds, and therefore it's Makabal Tumah, and will be Pasul for schach. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.